with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
Make it up and then make it come true.
Jimmy Breslin on the late Damon Runyon, the writer and columnist from Kansas who created a New York City that never really existed.
He planted his size 5.5 B-feet on a street called Broadway, and he decided it was the greatest, most exciting street ever to be because he was on it.
Runyon wrote about sports for the Hearst newspapers, but his short stories made him famous.
The Runyon impact was that he invented Broadway. He made you believe, made everybody still believe that street existed with all its characters.
The jails must be empty tonight. But Terry the horse, Liver Lips Louie, Angie the Ox, Society Max.
26 of Runyon's short stories were made into films, such as The Lemon Drop Kid, Little Miss Marker, Guys and Dolls. Jimmy Breslin says Damon Runyon's 1920s were pure illusion.
Everybody's in the nightclubs, and they had all these showgirls and gangsters and crapshooters, and that's all life consisted of. Meanwhile, somebody's getting up on 134th Street in Ozone Park at 6:15 in the morning to catch the early bus to work. And can't you just hear them say, boy, I can't wait to join the roaring 20s.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
Jimmy Breslin has written a rather unorthodox biography of the chronicler of Broadway, Damon Runyon, published by Tickner and Fields.
This guy says the horse can do.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88.
Says the horse can do. I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
Jimmy Breslin has written a rather unorthodox biography of the chronicler of Broadway, Damon Runyon, published by Tickner and Fields.
This guy says the horse can do.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
He says the horse can do.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Damon Runyon was a star sports writer for the Hearst newspapers.
If you were writing sports, you didn't have to think very hard or check many facts.
That's Jimmy Breslin, whose biography of Damon Runyon is filled with anecdotes, one after the other.
I must have heard 1,000 stories about him, and I just retained them.
Breslin himself is a veteran newspaperman and columnist and winner of a Pulitzer Prize. There were some 16 daily newspapers in New York in Runyon's day, but Breslin says most of them were second rate.
Terrible, disgraceful things. They were there. It was the only agency of information. There was no CBS All Day News. There was no Channels 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, you know, it was just the newspapers and that's it. They had no radios even.
But Breslin says no matter how bad the newspapers were, they gave an energy to the news that doesn't exist today.
Words in a newspaper are a product of nervous energy. They're not a product of cool reflection in a corner someplace. They're a product written with noise and racket and smoke and people yelling at that time.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
A song from Guys and Dolls, the musical created from the short stories of Damon Runyon.
Wrote 50 short stories, which was then the classic American form for fiction writers, serious writers. The short story was the big thing.
Read Damon Runyon by Jimmy Breslin, published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Damon Runyon, the great sports and fiction writer, lived on coffee and cigarettes. Jimmy Breslin says for Runyon, the cigarette was almost a prop.
It gets that way when you're writing. It's part of your motion. Hit type to the end, hit the carriage, hit the cigarette, and start again.
Jimmy Breslin, in his recent biography of Damon Runyon, says Runyon developed throat cancer, which first took his voice and then his life in 1946. His family announced publicly Runyon's death from cancer.
Prior to that, everybody who died of that disease, they always said he died of a lengthy illness or she died after a long illness. People, when they caught cancer, were asked to suffer in agony and in shame.
Jimmy Breslin, who writes a column for Newsday, says he wouldn't leave the news business for anything.
It's exciting. It's a great thing. What a business. You walk out and you meet somebody you never met before. What a way to make a living, my Lord.
The last time he was sick was in 1968.
It must have 23, 24 years, not a day for a cold, nothing. It's the surprises. Keep the blood boiling and the germs dying. I think it's great.
Tickner and Fields published Jimmy Breslin's biography of Damon Runyon, the man whose stories of Broadway produced Guys and Dolls.
What makes the light so strange and white?
Because only in Times Square, the dawn gets turned on by an electrician. Listen.
What?
footsteps. Now is the time you can hear footsteps on Broadway.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.